When Sheldon Jackson College closed in 2007, plywood went up on the windows, moss built up on the rooftops, and the buildings, well, they sat and waited for a new class of students who never showed up. For 4 years, campus was silent. But this summer, the students are back. They're a little shorter than before, but they're back. About 230 middle school students are walking among the 19 buildings now owned by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which took over the campus earlier this year. We're visiting on the first day of camp, as students find their ways to dorms and classrooms refurbished by an army of volunteers over the last 4 months. It took 4 months, 400 people, and 13,000 hours of volunteer labor to get it looking like this. And while there's still a long way to go, Camp Director Roger Schmidt says the students took a shine to the campus immediately.
One spot that you've got, three kids playing their instruments in this gazebo. I go up a little further, there's a kid with a camera taking pictures of pansies that one of our volunteers put in this flower bed. And then you've got two girls painting on the other lawn, and camp hasn't even started. You know, I mean, it's like, what? This is too much. This is just great. But this is the Yaw Arts Center.
At the beginning of the year, the Yaw building was a long way from usable, but now the classrooms are open and brightly lit. In one, students experiment with watercolors. Across the hall, an old closet has been turned into a dark room for photography, complete with one of those rotating doors that keeps the light out. Yeah, there it is. The animation class is meeting down the hall, and just a little further down is the electronic music class, where students are sitting at workstations with computers and piano keyboards.
If I wanted to loop that, I could go to the top right corner of that green block. It has a little loop arrow.
Andrew Cron is the teacher. It's his fourth year at the camp. He says the new space makes a big difference.
It's lovely to see a place that's more open where students can congregate. Their dorms are closer to their classrooms. Everything just feels like a solid campus.
Cron says he likes returning to camp each year for many reasons. Partly it's the weather, believe it or not, much cooler than the summertime temperatures in his hometown of Boston.
And it's the opportunity to help the kids come into their own. In terms of middle school and high school, I think that's where the most necessary guidance occurs.
And that, Schmidt says, is a theme here. Not just excellence in whatever art form is being taught, but the development of the student as a person. It's repeated in classroom after classroom. In jazz, for example, they're working on musical improvisation, and therefore, they're also working on confidence. Teacher Bob Athade is telling a story about Louis Armstrong.
In the next song, he takes a solo, and they made fun of him because his clothes were baggy and he had a top hat. He plays a solo, and the band all turned like, my gosh, we've never heard anything like this. The next day in the rehearsal, all the guys came back dressed in baggy clothes and top hats because this was the best soloist they'd ever heard. But you see, someone may say you're far out or what you're playing is weird. Then you just go to the next person. Oh, you don't like it? Okay, I'll play for you. You don't like it? And ultimately, guess what? I play for me.
You know, one of the biggest issues that we struggle with when we're that age or any age is, who are we and how do we fit with other people?
Again, Roger Schmidt.
It doesn't matter what class I walk into. I see a group of kids learning how to work together and being asked to confront really big, important and fun issues, or I guess big issues in a fun way that gets them thinking, wow, that's a great, we should think about this. And, it's just a really efficient way to build good humans, I think. The arts are.
The kids talk in slightly different terms about it. They describe camp as fun, and they say they enjoy the new surroundings. 12-year-old Braden Barnett says this about the campus.
It's basically like college, except better.
Wait a minute. Have you been to college?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just guessing.
Yes, I know what college is like, though.
All right, you don't have like a degree that you're not telling me about or anything.
No.
Okay.
Oh. No, I don't.
Still, not a bad review. Beray Hirsch will celebrate her 12th birthday at camp this year. It's her second time here, and she says there are a few issues, including a shower that's a bit on the cold side, but that she can see the potential.
It's not quite all fixed up yet. I'm not complaining. It's good, but I think that it'll be even better next year because it'll be more time and more things perfected.
Schmidt says the camp has years of work ahead of it in order to get the Sheldon Jackson campus how they want it. But he also says the campus is a lot further along than he thought it would be.
I didn't picture this type of involvement from the community. I mean, that's something that nobody can plan for. It was amazing. It was armies of workers coming on the weekends, during the week. I was completely surprised. I'm still completely surprised by the amount of caring and interest in seeing this place put back together again. It's like Humpty Dumpty.
Except this time, the idea that Humpty Dumpty might get put back together again is no yoke. Sorry. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.